Now, Britain has pushed the pause button on its exit from the European Union. Yesterday, MPs voted by a wide margin to ask the EU to postpone Britain's exit until at least June 30th. This debate's been going on for a long time. In March 2017, Prime Minister Theresa May triggered the start of the Brexit process, which gave Britain and the EU 2 years to agree on the terms of the split. Twice, the British Parliament rejected May's Brexit deals. The only catch with voting for a delay? The Brexit deadline is legally binding, and it can't be extended without the agreement of all 27 other EU countries. So where does yesterday's vote leave Britain in all of this? Ashley Prime is a managing director with the communications firm Navigator in London, England. He's also a former diplomat and Toronto resident. And Ashley joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Rashmi.
What was behind the MP's vote to delay Brexit?
Well, I mean, I think there's sort of two issues here going on. Firstly, Theresa May, she hasn't got her meaningful vote through Parliament yet, which would take the UK out of the EU. And because of that, until she gets that actually done, there isn't actually any parliamentary time left to pass all the legislation necessary to get her deal through. So in a sense, it's a kind of a technical extension. But then there will have been MPs who have voted to delay because they see this as sort of kicking the can down the road, you know, potentially leading to a second referendum or even sort of just almost indefinitely postponing Brexit. So, I mean, the people will have voted, I think, for different reasons. You know, so next week she's going to go for a third time for to Parliament to try and get her withdrawal agreement through. And she's basically going to bully the MPs and say to them, look, this is your last chance. If you don't, you know, pass my withdrawal bill, we'll go back to the EU and we'll ask for an extension, which is likely to last for around sort of 2.5 to 3 years. Well, I think that might well give some pause for thought to some of the sort of more Brexiteer MPs to actually think, well, okay, this deal that Theresa May has come up with isn't great. We don't like it, but it's better than us hanging around the EU for the next 2.5 years.
Yeah, what's happening on the other side of the relationship? How likely is it that the EU will approve a delay in Brexit?
Well, I mean, I think the EU have sort of indicated that they're prepared to be sort of flexible at a commission level. I mean, I think there'd be sort of three reasons why they would sort of consider giving an extension. One is for that sort of technical time to get the legislation through UK Parliament. But secondly, also, if it isn't going to, if the wheels are going to come off on, and we are going to go for a no deal, which is still possible, although I have to say, I think slight at the moment, because even though Parliament voted to delay Brexit, that is just a political decision. It's not a legislative one. And actually, at the moment, the law is we will leave the EU on the 29th of March. Or the third option, I think, is that if it all just goes pear-shaped, if it looks like the government has lost total control and we head towards a general election or indeed a second referendum, the EU is likely to be much more, I think, pragmatic there and say, okay, fine, we'll just kind of delay. So I think that's where we are at the moment. Member states, I think, are probably, for their own domestic audiences, going to be tougher. Certainly the French and the Spanish have kind of said, you know, enough already. But, you know, they will not want to be seen, I think, as individual countries who sort of put the mockers on this. So my sense is that if we go for an extension formally next week, if Theresa May doesn't get a withdrawal agreement through, it's likely to be agreed by the EU.
Do you think she'll get that that vote next week, though?
Well, that's a good question. It's promised for either Monday or Tuesday next week. So this is her last chance saloon, really. It's anybody's guess at the moment. I mean, I wouldn't really want to predict.
As this whole thing has been, right?
Absolutely. Because, I mean, the problem in Parliament, and it reflects the country, is we don't know what we want. We just do not know what we want. And that has been the kind of the nub of the problem, which is almost being ignored. And you see in Parliament, parliamentarians across the parties on the Conservative side, on the Labour side, they are split. Some want to remain. They think that leaving the EU is just a really bad idea. The referendum was, you know, started what has become a political and country crisis for us. But then there are others who see this as the opportunity to break free from the shackles of the EU and sort of sail off on our own.
Yeah. So would another referendum on Brexit settle the matter, Ashley?
Well, I mean, I think there's two issues there. One is and this is my personal view, even though the polls show that that if there was a second referendum now, Remain would win more would win handsomely. But I think, you know, the question is, it would still just show that the country is divided. And then people on the Leave side were saying, okay, we run the first round, you run won the second round. Let's go for a third referendum. You know, it's sort of a never-endum. It would just go on and on and on.
Never-endum to go with the Brexit. I mean, do you see any chance that members of Parliament could come to some agreement if the EU approves a delay in Brexit? I mean, what would it give them, a few more years to work it out?
Well, yeah, and I think that then you go back to the nub of the problem, and then that is what does Parliament want? What does the country want? And we don't really know what the answer to that is. We do not know what our relationship will look like or should look like with the EU should we leave the European Union. So I think until we've kind of had that internal debate ourselves, push that pause button, we're just kicking the can down the road with no obvious, you know, exit strategy. And I don't mean exit strategy from the EU, but exit strategy from the conundrum that we face.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the division that is brewing within the country. How is the stalemate and Britain's inability to find a solution to this affecting the nation?
Well, I think, you know, I can't speak for the United Kingdom, but I think I'm sort of just exhausted, mentally exhausted by all of this. We want something to happen. We just want to, you know, put the problem behind us and get back to our, you know, our normal lives. I mean, you look at how business has been treated, and the irony is that the Conservative Party have been always the party for business. Business is tearing their hair out. They don't know, you know, how they should be planning with this total uncertainty, particularly if you're in the import-export business, you know, which a big part of our country is. You know, people don't know what to do and how to prepare. On financial services, I mean, it's clear already, we're approaching £1 trillion has left the United Kingdom over the last 2 years. You know, each week, almost coming up to each day now, you're seeing big financial institutions who are moving, you know, large amounts of money, you know, to overseas. Barclays, I think 3 weeks ago, and I worked this out in Canadian dollars, had moved $268 billion to Dublin. Mm. I mean, that sort of financial loss to the exchequer on profits, you know, I think ultimately will be damaging for this country. And both the government and the Office of Budget Responsibility have actually said, look, you know, our growth is going to diminish over the next few years, and then hopefully it'll pick up in sort of 3 to 5 years' time. Mm-hmm. But there is an economic cost, of course.
Yeah. I appreciate your thoughts on this, Ashley. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Ashley Prime is Managing Director of the strategy and communications firm Navigator in London, England. He's also a former diplomat and a former resident of Toronto.